Speaking about college backgrounds, one of my teams that's still in the race is Michigan, and I know that our guy Corey Bender, who's been a little bit under the weather, and I really appreciate him checking in with us this evening, is a big Michigan fan. So, and he's been around. If you read his bylines, 247 Sports, all over the place, doing his valuations, doing his rankings, and getting a chance to see a lot of people. Corey, thanks so much for taking the time this evening.
Hey, no problem. It's my pleasure, man. How you doing?
Good, good. I got Michigan in my bracket, so we'll see what happens. You know, they were kind of lucky last week, but you know that happens in the NCAAs. You could be it could be Virginia and sitting home right now.
No, I'm with you. And the thing that's so crazy about that shot from the Michigan shot, I saw a thing online where that kid made the same exact shot in high school, very similar.
Oh man.
I did
see that. Yeah. You've had an opportunity. With Under Armour, Rivals, all these things. All these kids are standing out everywhere. We had Marcus Roseme on this evening, a kid that's really burst out a little bit. In the events that you've been going to, and you've been going to some pretty decent ones. There's a lot of very talented underclassmen. I mean, obviously 19's good, but 20 and 21, they're off the hook.
Yeah, like you said with Marcus, yeah, he's a five-star in 24/7 Sports, and Don Chaney, another guy down by you.
Yeah.
Obviously Jalen Rivers, Oak Leaf has a few kids over there too, the defensive end. I know his name's slipping my mind, but also Jalen Rivers, big offensive lineman over there. And then the one kid always rings a bell and just I can't believe he's already in that spot is Leonard Manuel over at Vanguard. I remember when he was a freshman I did an interview with him, and he always told me, hey, Miami's a dream school and stuff like that. And we fast forward, about 2 years later, he's a five-star committed to Miami. I thought when he committed to Tennessee, I didn't think that was going to last too long. It's nothing to do with Tennessee, but it was just one of those underclassmen commitments where you can see things change. So, like you said, the 2020 class, man, a lot of great talent, but also a lot of great size to go along with it. A lot of these kids have, great size for the position. And, it seems like every year, kids are getting bigger and better and more developed as far as physique-wise.
You take a look at some of those kids, and we were just comparing, like, the 2020 receiving core at Deerfield Beach. It's just amazing with Raphael Williams and Gowdy and Aiden and Henningham. And the list could go on and on. And then you look at St. Thomas and, as you mentioned, Roseme before and Xavier Restrepo and the Javonte Royal. Is this the 2020 year bringing back the premier wide receivers once again? I know we have some for 19, but it seems like 2020 is showcasing that in the DBs again.
No, absolutely. And like you said, when you brought up DBs too, you think of that last class, obviously, with all the kids they just produced, for the 2018 class as far as DBs. But as far as the 19 class, you said that, the 19 class for receivers, there's just a lot of big time kids down there. And all throughout Florida too. I know when we talk about DBs, we always focus on, it seems like more South Florida. I mean, last year's class was so heavy in South Florida with Asante and obviously Surtain and all those kids down there. But as far as receiver, all throughout the whole entire state of Florida, it's pretty deep this year. But like you said, with St. Thomas and Deerfield, it's just another year for them. And, they got some good transfers coming. I know Henningham, I remember when I saw him at Atlantic. I saw him at the Under Armour camp, I think it was last year. And, he was one of the youngest kids there. I mean, he was one of the best route runners, very crisp, solid hands. And right when I saw the addition, like you said, with Banton and all those other guys they have there, it just made you just smirk a little bit, man. And like you said, I don't know how you can consistently defend that week for week, for those defensive coordinators. I feel bad for a lot of those defensive coordinators in South Florida. But, Roseme, he's a kid, obviously, I saw the last 2 years, I saw quite a bit when he was young. He's a kid, really, obviously, he's developed physically, too, and he's really polished. He's a kid, every time I see him, he just impresses me more and more. And, Henningham's another one. And, Leonard Manuel, he's a kid, you just can't really draw him up much better. Solid 6'4", 200. And a lot of these kids have great character, too. And, I mean, I'm not saying other kids don't, but a lot of these kids are yester types, they soak up coaching very well, and they want to get better, and you have to love that in these young kids.
Yeah, and also, as we're speaking with Corey Bender from 24/7, Corey, the one thing I was going to say is when you take a look at the wide bodies like Hightower that Miami just got, and, they're looking for that bigger guy, the young man that also, the kid from Georgia that was 6'2", 212 pounds as well. When you get kids of that size, and I think that when you take a look at the Manuel kid and being huge, big body kid, runs extremely good, routes go. I mean, he has outstanding hands. I mean, Vanguard's has been putting in a few kids, especially if Nikosi Perry makes some huge impact during the spring and the summer. You get his buddy down here next year, and a lot of good things can happen. You take a look at some of the defense too, Corey. There's, you know, I think that this year, the coming year, statewide, the better defensive end linemen kids than there were last year, and also linebackers as well. I mean, this reminds me of the class a couple years ago that had Quarterman and had Pinckney in it and had some of those others. Talk about some of the defensive players that you've had an opportunity to watch also.
I say, I know one that sticks off, everyone talks about, is Nolan Smith, IMG kid. We all know what he brings to the table. He's not in Georgia, but there's way more than him. I think a kid that's obviously, you know, really starting to make an impression on me, obviously he's been making an impression, you know, for you guys all down there, is Elam or at Benjamin School. I mean, he's a kid that's been tagged as a can't-miss prospect, but every event he's went to this offseason, he's really separated himself as far as just his technique, his overall just ball skills, how attentive he is in defensive backfield. But you know, there's a lot of kids. Jaleel McCray, he's a kid. He was committed to Florida for so long. He's at the IMG Academy now. He was a kid that started off as a safety, more of a big body safety. I remember I made him an outside linebacker to begin with because I thought just the way he's going to grow over the next 3 years. And here he is. He's almost about 230 pounds now. And that's where he'll probably be playing the next level. But yeah, like you said, there's so many kids. Chris Bogle, a kid I like too up by my way, is Jaquan Soros. Over at Largo. He's a kid that he kids always passed the eye test. When I saw him as a freshman, he kind of had more of the build as more of a strong side DN, really put together, but he's really, you know, packed on the necessary good weight to make that full switch inside defensive tackle, and he's carrying that weight pretty well. And he's good another stuff. One of those kids that has that workman-like approach. A kid just kind of clocks in, does his work, soaks up coaching, and really a kid just wants to get better. And that's like the one thing I kind of echo, I keep echoing it before too, is just there's so many kids in this class that are just, you know, they just have that determination in them, you know, they want to get better, that you can see even during these camps the way they soak up coaching. There's so many of these kids that just want to get better and better. And like you said, defensive side of the ball, man, another one is Eifert over at Deerfield Beach. I know we talked about the receivers, but talk about a kid, man, can get after the quarterback. And you know, when he has his hand in the dirt, I know long term he'll probably be an outside linebacker. And but when he did have his hand in the dirt the last 2 years, it's just there's not many kids that have that speed around the corner. And obviously his stat sheet reflected that with, I think, what was it, as a sophomore, I think he had almost 20 sacks. So there's a lot of versatile kids, a lot of kids that play DN that can shift back to outside linebacker, but there's some kids that can end up putting their hand in the dirt long term as well.
Good stuff, Corey. You're bringing it strong every time. Feel better, man. Thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you so much, Larry. Have a good one.
Anytime. Corey Bender joining us.